T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The following is paid for by Neuropathy Treatment Center of Pittsburgh. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020, KDKA, does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, one of our favorite guests, and he's become a part of our family here at KDKA Radio, he is Dr. Sean Ritchie. He's got two locations, one in Wexford on Wexford Bain Road and Latrobe on Ligonier Street. It's the Neuropathy Treatment Centers of Pittsburgh, MaryDancedIn.com. I want to just tell you at the outset, if you call this number now, leave your information, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000, you'll get the first consultation, examination, and first treatment free. And Doc, great seeing you again, and obviously a lot of people taking us up on that offer. It's been really busy.
Oh, it definitely has been. You know, when I got into this, I never realized how many people had it, and 10% of Americans have it. That's like 30 million people have this, 33 million people. And we're working our way up to close to 4,000 patients since 2013. I left the office last night and I counted up the patients that we saw.
Yeah.
We saw 46 patients just yesterday. 46 patients. And I went through their files and I kind of tallied it up to see who was, where everybody was with their care.
Turning the bend a little bit.
If anybody was turning the bend. And there were four people, and they were pretty new at the game. One guy's about halfway through that just wasn't seeming to make the turn. But out of those 46, other than those four, everybody's starting to make the turn.
That makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Work is great. I love getting up to go into work, and it's really nice to go. I mean, people that have been there and gone there, they hate when their care is done. Even though they're better, they've become a family, just like here. It's like a family. It's fun. We relax. We talk. We have conversations. It's not like going to a doctor's office to get a treatment. It's going to hang out with friends. It's really fun.
You know, I was thinking about you the last couple of days, obviously getting ready for the show, and I just thought to myself how it must be, because, you know, I live alone. And right. I think to myself, you know, I grew up with a large family, so I always had a lot of voices, people around me, family, grew up in a great neighborhood, friends. You know, it was always people coming and going. But when you can't go and there's nobody to lean on to help, how many people do live at home or widowed now? Their whole lifestyle changes, you know, and to have this disease, they become a prisoner within their own house. So you give them a chance to be able to take a walk down the street, you know?
Right.
I was thinking the other night, I walked and it was extremely cold about 2 weeks ago, and I love it. I mean, I love just taking walks, getting out and doing things. And I thought, boy, some people would say, look, it's so cold, why are you walking? And I was thinking about you and the people you treat. They'd give anything to be able to take a walk.
Right.
So this, to look at the big picture of what you're doing, it's really interesting, and more importantly, it's just wonderful to see these results.
You're absolutely right. In fact, we've kind of started this whole campaign of get your ing back, you know, whether it's walking or sleeping. And it was about a week and a half ago, I threw a lunch in for, there was 38 of us that went, and we had it at Bravo's, and it was a celebration to these patients that are coming in that were getting better. You know, let's just go out, have a nice lunch, and celebrate. And I had them kind of give a little testimonial, and one of the questions I asked them is, what ing are you getting back? And most everybody said, I'm feeling my feet again. So I'm feeling, I'm walking, I'm sleeping, I'm dancing. The best one though, Rob, and I never expected it, I'm dating again. How great was that?
There you go.
He says, I'm dating and I'm looking for that special woman to spend the rest of my life with. How great is that?
That's a real good thing.
So
that's a step in the right direction.
That's a step in, no pun intended.
Right. Here's what I don't understand. Why do you think it takes so long for people to reach out? Because, I mean, this is something that doesn't happen overnight. And I have met so many people who have said to me, boy, my neuropathy's acting up today. Boy, this neuropathy's got me down. And I'm like, have you ever heard of Dr. Richie? And right away, I've tried everything. And yep. they live with it.
Right. Well, it's skepticism. They have been to doctor after doctor after doctor, and the doctors just say, you're going to have to live with it the rest of your life and probably going to end up in a wheelchair. And some people even get amputation. So they're skeptical.
Can it get that bad, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's skepticism. I was skeptical back in 2013. I never once thought it would be as successful as it was. In fact, I took 6 patients that were coming to the office for other things, not neuropathy. And I asked them to be my clinical trial, if you will. And they got it. They were different cases. One was from chemotherapy. One was an autoimmune disorder, a 35-year-old woman. One was diabetic. And I said, would you guys be my clinical trial and give me an honest opinion? Because if I market this, I want it to be honest. Do you know, Rob, all six of them got better. Not just a little bit. They were profound. One of them got 100% better. So it was one of those things that then I put it out there. I put an ad out there. Since 2013, like I said, working our way to 4,000 patients, it works. It works. You know, one day we're seeing 46 patients and only 4 haven't made the turn. I mean, that's some good results. So people are skeptical. They don't believe.
Because they've failed so many times. And that can get disappointing.
It is disappointing. And it's frustrating to go and wait and sit in a doctor's office. It's a new environment. There's stress. And people with neuropathy, they don't walk well. So they have to figure out how they're going to get from the car to the office. It's a stressful thing. So they just give up. They just give up hope and they don't make that phone call. I get a lot of people that come in. And they say, I've been hearing you on the radio for a long, long time. We finally made the phone call. And then I kind of term it as you're pulling that thorn out of a lion's foot, you know? And it's like, now we're best friends, and now they're smiling, and they're walking, and they're motivated in life. And it's really fun to go to work.
Listen, what people need to do, you need to call that number today and leave your information. They'll get back to you next week. Obviously, all you need to do is to leave that information. That's the most important thing. 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. That first consultation, examination, and first treatment is free. Before we get to break, in just about 20 minutes from now, we're going to hear from Pat Holman, Patricia, her success story.
Right.
This is one of my favorite parts of this show.
Yeah. It's always good to hear their stories. You know, I could sit here and tell you that we can help you and tell you about other stories. But when you hear from the mouth of the person that's going through it, it's definitely a different light.
All right. We're going to come back. And, you know, there are some people listening right now who may be thinking, could this be what I have? We are going to, as we always do, revisit exactly what neuropathy is and what he is doing. But very important, you need to call, leave your information. You know somebody dealing with it. Please at least go get that first consultation, examination, and first treatment. It's free. The number is 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Okay, we are back with the great Dr. Sean Richie from the Neuropathy Treatment Center of Pittsburgh. They are in Wexford on Wexford Bain Road in Latrobe, Ligonier Street, 724-940-9000. Call, leave your information right now. The first consultation, examination, and first treatment is free. Now, you know, I've said this before, it kind of starts that you just don't feel right and you get the tingling, the burning sensation, and then it gets worse. You have good days, bad days. Thank goodness gracious that I'm not anywhere near as bad as a lot of folks are. And who knows how it started with me or why it started with me. And, you know, I'm a little heavier now, but when I was extremely skinny for 25, 30 years and running and doing things, you know, I had some vertebrae that got cracked because of an accident.
Right.
They said that could have been the reason. The bottom line is I feel fortunate to not be anywhere near these people are.
Right.
But we need to explain to folks what neuropathy is, because as we speak, a lot of people hearing you for the first time, a lot of people saying, man, maybe that's what I have. Haven't been able to figure it out, because I remember it felt like my foot was falling asleep.
Right.
And I just kept thinking over and over, there's just something wrong there. So somebody, I'm sure, right now is feeling it for the very first time or in the early stages of it. And the quicker they can get in to see you, the better it's going to be. So talk about neuropathy.
Yeah, when you do start to get this, you feel like you're the only person out there that has it.
Right.
So when they start to come in the office and they see you know, wealth of people getting treated, they're like, wow, I'm not the only person that has this. So it's nice when they come in the office, they get to talk shop, if you will. But so neuropathy, to give you a layman's term of how this all works, we have a brain and it controls everything. Every cell, tissue, organ is controlled by our brain, sends a signal down our back and leaves as a large nerve fiber. Now that large nerve fiber controls large things, your muscles, your heart, your stomach, your pancreas, your liver, your legs, and it goes all the way to the ends, what we call the peripheral. And this tiny little guy called a small nerve fiber breaks off in the top layer of your skin and it makes you feel things. So if you start to rub your foot on the floor, you can feel the heat, you can feel the friction. That's what a small nerve fiber does. So people with neuropathy, that's the nerve that gets damaged. Now, when it starts to get damaged, I would say probably the most resounding symptom is numbness. The foot starts to go numb. And then outside of that, it's kind of an a la carte system. They start to get a little tingly, and they start to get a little pins and needles kind of feeling. Then maybe all of a sudden, boom, here comes a sharp, stabby, ice pick, electric shock kind of feeling. And then it starts to burn, and then it starts to feel cold, or maybe it's burning and cold at the same time. They start to feel stiff. You feel like they're swollen, and you look down and they're not swollen. Maybe walking on pillows or rocks, a lot of people say. A lot of people say it feels like somebody took a vise and they just wrapped it around it and they're squeezing it, or saran wrap. So when they start feeling these symptoms, that's because this tiny little microscopic nerve in the top layer of your skin is starting to get damaged. And that's when they get that, then they start to get these symptoms. And the unfortunate thing about neuropathy, it only continues to get worse. Very few people kind of just stay at where it comes on and it gets to a certain point and it stops. Neuropathy generally starts to get worse and gets worse. Balance starts to become an issue. And then you start going to the doctors, right? Mm. And when you go to the doctors, they don't want to mess with it because all they have is gabapentin, Neurontin, or Lyrica, these things that have side effects, and they don't fix anything. I always like to tell patients, it's like if I'm punching your arm and it hurts, take a Tylenol. So you start taking Tylenol, but I keep punching your arm. So you keep taking Tylenol.
Not going to go away.
Why don't you get me to stop punching your arm, right?
Right.
So that's what we do. We have a program that's designed to treat those dead, broken down nerves and regrow them. And those symptoms start to subside. You start to sleep again, like we talked about getting your ing back. It's amazing to see what these people are writing. I mean, just simple things like playing with their grandkids. That this disease has stolen from them. I mean, golfing, hunting, just walking. A lot of them just wrote, just living life. You know, it's like stealing their life. So we're restoring lives. It's amazing.
You know, here's a just the way people's lives have to adapt to having it. You know, I was talking earlier today about the Payless Shoe Company going out of business, and mm-hmm. I was saying how much I loved dress shoes for the longest time. Right. Could not wait to get new dress shoes. Well, that's pretty much a thing of the past, obviously, because I've got the early stages or whatever of neuropathy. I don't really wear dress shoes anymore because I'm just right. not comfortable in them anymore. And a lot of it has to do with that feeling. It even makes it worse sometimes.
Right.
People have to use canes. I know people that are in slippers constantly because they just can't put shoes on. I've told you about, you know, wearing sandals, you know, that don't have a strap or a back to them or a right. tie of some sort. They basically slip off your feet because sometimes it's hard to kind of feel the surface beneath your feet. I don't think people understand how this, and they just accept it because they just want to get through another day. Right. But once they go see you and they start to get healthy again, things start coming back and they're like, boy, I haven't been able to do this. Right. I haven't been able to do that. And look, yep. I can't believe I'm doing this. Yeah. Even to go get the mail when you got a thin coat of ice on the sidewalk, and just right. little things that has been taken from them year after year because right. of this disease.
Oh, yeah. You know, getting the ing back, the one thing, I'm sitting there watching you, the thing that I profoundly see is people are smiling more.
Yeah.
They come in, you can just see that life is drawn from them. I mean, just to go from point A to point B is a task, and they don't want to do it. And when they start to be able to do it like you and I do, I mean, it's just, it's so different. I've listened to thousands and thousands of stories. People say, I don't know how to explain it. And I know you, the people out there listening right now who have it are saying, yes, I can't put the words to how I feel. And when I listen to them, it's like, I guess I try to get an idea in my own mind what it is, and I don't have it, but it's, if I would put my foot underneath my leg and I'm sitting there watching TV and I'm sitting on a couch and I pull that leg out to go get a glass of water or something, and I put that on the ground, and it's not my foot. It fell asleep. It feels swollen. You look down, it's not swollen. I put it on the ground, and as soon as I touch that ground, here's these pins and needles. It feels like I'm stepping on glass or needles, and then I go to use it, and I can feel it's on the ground, but it's not doing what I'm telling it to do, and so it's like I can feel like I don't have balance. So that, I guess that's the best way for those of you who don't have it. If you know somebody who does have it, this is kind of what they experience, and it rules their life, and it's never going away, and it's a day in, day out, every minute of their life. That's what they live with.
You know, and there's somebody out there as always, so how much? Well, let me just say this. If you're going to continue to go to the doctors for the rest of your life, take a drug the rest of your life, I mean, it's kind of like pay me now, pay me later. Wouldn't you rather make the initial payment now, get back on the right track, as opposed to being, you know, doctor's appointments, pharmacy appointments? I mean, literally different ways you're living, how you are really, how you appear to your friends. I mean, do you really want to deal with that long term, when this isn't a quick overnight fix, but it's a whole lot quicker than that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. In fact, that skepticism is why I've adapted my program the way we do. The first visit, like you said, you come in, it's free. It's for me to determine if you're a good candidate. If you are a good candidate, I'm going to tell you. And if you're not, I'm going to tell you then too. But then we'll treat you that day. We give you a treatment. We utilize low level light therapy and magnet therapy. We'll talk at the end of the radio show about what that is. But we start you off on a trial run. Now, that trial run is for you. And the trial run is 8 visits. The total program is about 20 to 30. But the trial run of 8 visits is for you to start to see those changes. You start to feel that tingling start to dim down. You start to feel the foot on the floor a little bit better. Your spouse can see your balance and your gait and your speed is a little bit better. You're sleeping better. I mean, a lot of people say, I can't sleep more than an hour. Next thing you know, you're sleeping 3 hours, you wake up and you're surprised that you slept that long. So the program is really generated about results. So the first 8 visits is a trial run that we run for you, and that's for you to start feeling those changes.
All right, look, before we get to a break and come back after news with Shelby at the bottom of the hour, I want to remind you that Pat Holman, Patricia is going to be here. Tell us about her story. You don't want to miss that. So hearing is believing. The number is 724-940-9000. Now, obviously, it's Saturday. No one's in the offices today. But if you leave your information, you know, your name, your phone number, your address, they will get back to you first business day. Again, that number is 724-940-9000. And if you want to find out more about what they do at the Neuropathy Treatment Center of Pittsburgh, Dr. Sean Ritchie, go to marydancedin.com. That's marydancedin.com. And here's the phone number again. And remember, the first consultation, examination, and first treatment, free. Won't cost you anything, but boy, just think of what it can do for you. Just make the call. At least go through that. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. 2 locations, Wexford, 2591 Wexford Bain Road, Latrobe, 1901 Ligonier Street. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. We'll be back.
The following is paid for by Neuropathy Treatment Center of Pittsburgh.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Okay, this is going to be probably the best segment out of all 4 segments. Even though I like the entire show, this is my favorite part. Why? Because we get a chance to talk to a real success story. Ladies and gentlemen, Patricia Holman is here right now, and we want you to hear her story. So, Doc, if you will, get us started.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for getting up so early on this Saturday morning.
Oh, I live on a farm. It's not early.
Patricia is from out our Latrobe location, and she came in a little while ago. She actually came in with her husband to check him for neuropathy. Turns out he didn't have it, but guess who did?
Uh-huh.
In fact.
Hey, is it okay if I put you on speaker? Because I'm really having trouble hearing you.
Sure.
Okay. Hold on just a second.
Sure thing.
Okay, that's probably better.
All right. So why don't you tell your story, Pat? Tell when you came in with your husband and how we were doing the testing on him and how he tested just fine. And we talked about how he wouldn't be a good candidate. But upon our discussion, you said, I think I have that.
Yeah, I do too. And you know what? It's funny. I just picked up the Yinz yesterday, and I was looking at your magazine article.
Right.
And I said, gee, no wonder I thought it was him, because all these symptoms point to what was wrong with him, and I never gave myself a thought because, lo and behold, right. I didn't look up what neuropathy is.
Right, right, in that magazine. That's right.
Yeah, so while you were testing him and talking to him, I kept thinking, huh, gee, that sounds like me. Wow, maybe. So when you were all finished and you said you couldn't help him, I said, hey, Doc, you think maybe you could do those tests on me, because I think I have it.
Yep.
And yeah, lo and behold, I do. I did, I should say. Excuse me.
You're, how many visits are you in, Pat? You're about halfway through, huh?
No, I'm done. I'm on my maintenance visits.
Oh, your maintenance visits.
Yes.
That's great. So what were you experiencing when we started talking about all the different symptoms? What was it that you personally had?
Well, the first thing that came to my head was the burning in my feet.
Right.
With Frank and I, everywhere we went, we fought about the heater in the car. I couldn't stand shoes. I could only wear flip-flops.
Right.
And when I walked on something very cold, it made my feet feel like I was walking across a lighted charcoal grill.
Right.
And the rest was like, oh, yeah, well, I do have that, too. But that was the worst of the whole thing.
Right.
Was the heat in my feet was driving me bonkers.
Yeah, that burning.
My feet under the covers in bed. I couldn't stand to touch them with anything but flip-flops.
Right, right. And how long did you have it?
You know what? I don't even know, because I've been so concerned with everything else that it just seemed an annoyance, and I really thought I was losing my mind because I've been under a whole lot of stress. And
right.
lo and behold, I found out I'm not losing my mind, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. They think that it's just a fictitious symptom that they're feeling in their feet, and it's like, it'll go away.
And yeah, well, it, I thought so, too, you know, and it would for a couple minutes, and then it would come back whenever, like, I was in the car and the heat was blowing on it, and it would be really intense, or I would go to bed, and the sheets would touch, and it would just drive me crazy.
Right, right.
So it was awful, absolutely awful.
So now that you're finished and on your maintenance, how are your feet today?
Oh, they're wonderful. My favorite thing to do is take my shoes off and walk in the kitchen barefooted because the floor is cold. And I said, oh, my gosh, I can feel how cold the floor is. This is great.
Yeah, yeah, and you're wearing shoes again, huh, not those flip-flops.
Yeah, I went to the office one day and I said, Lynn, look, I went to work today and I wore my boots all day and they didn't drive me crazy. And I love my boots.
The simple things of life.
Really very stressful that I couldn't wear them.
Right. So on a percentage of being better, 0% to 100%, where are you?
Oh, I'd say
95%.
Yeah.
Were you skeptical when you first started?
Of course I was.
Right.
You know, I've been through some other treatments that I was very skeptical, and after a while I said, maybe this really is going to work.
Right.
So, yeah, I was kind of thinking, how's this ever going to make this go away?
I know. Light therapy, something you don't even feel anything going on in your feet. You're just sitting there, and these lights are supposed to make your nerves grow back.
Yep. Well, it's amazing. It's honestly amazing that I can walk through my house in the kitchen with no shoes on and think, wow, you know, this is great. And it sounds kind of dumb.
I know. It the simple things of life, you take that from you, and it's... And
right. It was just, you know, it caused a lot of arguments because my husband thought I was crazy, too.
Yeah.
You know, what do you mean your feet are hot? I said, I don't know. They feel like they're going to explode.
Yeah, that's a good way to... I haven't heard that before, the exploding. They do. They're so pressured with heat, and that's exactly a good term to describe it. So when you come in the office, how would you feel our offices when you come in?
Oh, you've got... Your personality is fantastic. I just think you're the greatest. But Lynn is superwoman.
She is. She is.
She's my friend. She's not just your office mate. She's my friend.
Yeah, she's a blessing. I think everybody falls in people's lives for a reason, and she was a patient originally.
She's so up, and it's funny. I was there yesterday, and there was all women, and we had this discussion, and I had an eye doctor appointment. And I said, I have 45 minutes to kill. Well, half hour later, I said, I better go or I'm going to be late. Because we were all sitting there talking. It's just a friendly, wonderful, very supportive atmosphere.
Well, I'm so glad that you took the and trusted me and you went through the program. 95% better. That's awesome, Pat.
Yes, it is. And I'm glad you trusted me to talk to you today.
I appreciate you coming on, and I will see you soon on one of your maintenance visits. And thanks for getting up for us.
Okay. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
Out of trouble.
I will. You have a great day.
Okay. Take care. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
And you all know how hard farmers work.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so you got her going back to doing what she loves to do and feeling better. And that's a great story.
Yeah. She's a wonderful person.
All right, listen, you could be just like her, but you got to make the phone call. And remember, you call, leave your information, they'll get back to you first business day coming up on Monday, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and first treatment is free. More information, marydancedin.com. The phone number again, 724-940-9000. Talking about Lynn in Latrobe, but they also have an office in Wexford, 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Okay, now it's time to end on how you make all this happen. The wonderful world of technology. It's the Neuropathy Treatment Centers of Pittsburgh. Dr. Sean Ritchie, marydancedin.com. Doc?
Right. So we've been talking about how much we've been helping people and what we do, but what is it that we do? The best thing about it is it's painless, and you just get to come in and relax and let the technology do its work. So once we find out, when you come in and we do our diagnosis, we'll assess you. We'll do our what we call our advanced neural foot analysis, and assesses whether your small nerve fibers are working. And it's simple. We put cold things, hot things to see if those nerves are firing. And if they aren't, then you have it. That gives me an idea of what kind of severity it is. And then we go ahead and treat you. And what we utilize is this thing called low-level light therapy. Very specific frequencies of light in a very specific pattern are designed to regrow the nerves indirectly. So what the lights do, they actually create this thing called the production of nitric oxide in your capillaries, in a superficial layer of your skin. And what that does is it creates vasodilation. It dilates those capillaries. There was this doctor in 1998, he discovered what nitric oxide does. It creates that dilation of your capillaries that allows permeability, that allows oxygen and nutrients to feed the tissue. He won the Nobel Prize too when he discovered that. So we took that knowledge and we thought, if we can utilize low-level light therapy in the superficial layer of your skin where this neuropathy resides, we can create an influx of oxygen and nutrients that creates this whole chemical reaction in your feet. And then what that does is it starts a road to regrow those nerves. And the weirdest thing is you don't feel anything. You just sit there. It's a neoprene booty system that wraps around your feet. You sit there in a recliner chair. We put on your calves. If you have it in your hands, we have a pad for your hands. And you just sit there, and it's a 20-minute session. And that's what we've been doing since 2013, and it works awesome. The greatest thing is you get to do it, start off on a trial run of 8 visits, and you can be the person that tells me if it's working or not. And if you want to continue, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. You're never committed with me. There's nothing that you have to sign contractually. It's you come in, it's all about getting you better. And then about a year and a half ago, I found some other technology that really aids in the help of what we do with the light therapy. It's called magnetic therapy. Now, magnetic therapy, pulsed electromagnetic frequency, has been around for a long time. FDA approved to say that it can improve microcirculation in your capillaries. It can improve your circulation 3-4%, which is not a big deal. But there's a new company that came up with this new sine wave, and now we can increase that microcirculation in your body up to 50%. So essentially the concept that we carry is we're going to dilate those capillaries and then turn the faucet on, which is, I mean, since we've been doing that, the results have been resounding. So I always like to explain with this magnetic therapy a little bit about your circulatory system. So we have this heart, right? And it sends the blood out into our body, and it goes out, it goes into your arteries, into your capillaries, and then into your veins and back. How many miles do you think that is?
I have no idea.
A lot of people believe like 3-4 miles. It's 92,000 miles in an average adult. That's wow. three times around the world. That's a lot. So 75% of 92,000 miles is your capillaries. Now, that is a single cell wall layer of a artery or a capillary that allows oxygen to come out, allows nutrients to come out. So when we get older, that flow through that capillary system really starts to slow down. So you stop feeding tissue, whether it's your eyes, your tongue, your ligaments, your muscles, your pancreas, your stomach, whatever it is, you stop feeding that the oxygen and nutrients. So if we can somehow improve that circulation, we can create life to tissue. So when you come in, we not only treat your feet with a little pad of magnet therapy that wraps around your ankles, but there's a whole like beach towel kind of thing that you lay on. And from your head to your toe, we're going to increase your microcirculation up to 50%, feeding tissue everywhere in your body for the next 12 to 15 hours. That's amazing. I mean, that concept alone, outside of what neuropathy is, I do it every day. It's my start of every day. I go into my office, I sit and I do a treatment, and I'm 49 years old, and it's only going to help me later on in life to be able to feed tissue, bring it life, give it nutrients to stay alive. It's pretty good. If you go to marydanstin.com, on one of the pages on the bottom, you'll see a little green video, and hit the play button. You'll see the pre and post of what your microcirculation does, after a treatment. So
how many tears have actually been shed in that office?
I think of myself, whenever somebody starts to cry, I get teared up. I get welled up. I mean, that's the whole Mary Dan Stin story. When she came in and her second visit, danced from my front door to my desk, and then she started to cry. I mean, I can't help but start to well up and tear with them. But there's definitely tears that are, you know, they're getting their life back, you know?
Listen, always of joy. Enjoy a little Penguins hockey later today, because I know you're a big fan. And we will get together soon, okay?
That sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All right, now listen, ladies and gentlemen, how can you meet Dr. Ritchie and his incredible staff? Here is the number, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. It's the trifecta. It's three things that you definitely, the reason why you want to call. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. Free. So call now and get headed in the right direction and take that first step of getting your life back. 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. Now remember, leave your information, a phone number that they can reach you, obviously your name, and they will get back to you first business day. First consultation, examination, and first treatment is absolutely free. 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000.
The preceding was paid for by Neuropathy Treatment Center of Pittsburgh. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information on the preceding program.